There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin in Spain, where police have dismantled a major criminal network accused of falsifying thousands of Sephardic citizenship applications, exploiting a 2015 law allowing descendants of Jews expelled back in 1492 to obtain Spanish nationality. Six suspects, including three notaries, have been arrested in Malaga, and over 1,200 fake certificates were found. Similar issues have also occurred in Portugal, highlighting ongoing challenges surrounding Sephardic citizenship laws on the Iberian Peninsula. Meanwhile, Bob Villain, a rap punk duo, has been dropped by the United Talent Agency after leading a chant calling for death to the Israeli military at Glastonbury. The US State Department has also revoked their visas, and UK police are investigating. The band's provocative performance followed controversy involving another act by Kneecap, which also faced police scrutiny for political chants and associations related to Middle East conflicts. Nearly 60 years after the United States banned housing discrimination, an Arkansas-based group, Return to the Land, is openly promoting racial and religious exclusion. Co-founded in 2023, it owns 160 acres and bans Jews and non-whites, requiring applicants to verify ancestral heritage. The group's explicit racism and off-grid lifestyle is highlighting a troubling resurgence of white supremacist communities in the United States. A federal court judge has found Islamic preacher Wissam Haddad violated Australia's Racial Discrimination Act by delivering three lectures at Bankstown's Al Madina Dawah Centre in November 2023. Justice Angus Stewart ruled Haddad's talks contained disparaging, racist and anti-Semitic stereotypes about Jews. The case, brought about by the Executive Council of Australian Jury, reflects ongoing concerns about anti-Semitism in Australia, whilst emphasising the importance of community safety and respect. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. An 82-year-old woman, Karen Diamond, has died from injuries sustained during a Molotov cocktail attack at a Boulder, Colorado pro-Israel rally on June the 1st, which wounded eight others in a violent protest. In Canada, Ottawa police have arrested a former city lawyer for vandalizing the Holocaust monument with the words "Feed me" in red, referring to the Gaza war. Zoran Mamdani, the likely Democratic New York City mayoral nominee, declined to condemn the slogan "Globalize the Intifada," citing free speech. Some Democratic and Jewish groups have urged him to denounce it as inciting violence. Two ex-Australian nurses accused of threatening Israeli patients in a viral video have now been banned from working under the country's National Disability Insurance Scheme. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will visit Washington next week to meet President Trump amid efforts to end the Gaza conflict and free hostages. This will mark his third trip to the United States this year. And finally, since its discreet restoration in 2022, the ancient tomb of Prophet Nahum in Iraq's Kurdish city of Al-Kosh has attracted renewed Jewish interest, including Israeli pilgrims, despite regional tensions. Led by American preservationists, the project has revived the neglected shrine, believed locally to be Nahum's burial site. Visitors range from Iraqi Jewish families and interfaith groups to heritage enthusiasts and students. Once part of Iraq's thriving Jewish community, now diminished to a few individuals, the community continues cultural efforts, such as restoring the nearby tomb of Rabbi Isaac Gaon. The site's revival symbolizes a rare Jewish cultural and spiritual connection amid Iraq's complex history. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.